Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
She's toothless. She's toothless.
You've left me toothless, so toothless.
She's toothless, but she's here. Give it up for Bradley, everyone.
Toothless, not podcastless.
The Homeless Not Toothless Foundation.
Amount of LGBTs who slid into my DMs to say homeless, not toothless, or actually toothless, not homeless.
It's literally that scene from Beverly Hills where they're like, wait, is it toothless or homeless?
It's both for me right now. Thank you, everyone, for your concern and well wishes. Yes, I did, in fact, lose a tooth over the weekend. As you can see, it hasn't impacted my speech too much. I'm just a little sore.
You lost a tooth. I lost my mind.
Yes. Yes. What I lack in teeth, I'll make up for in opinions tonight.
We always have a lot of laughs.
We have a lot of laughs here. Yeah. Oh, for people curious, actually, maybe this is a PSA
curious?
For everyone. Curious.
Toothless fantasy.
Not everybody has one. So the thing I had is called an internal resorption, which is...
New single
incoming. It's this really hot thing that you don't even notice unless you get your normal x-rays during your next checkup. You won't show any signs of it. You'll just have it and then you have to deal with it. So that's a really fun thing. It's caused by nothing but sometimes trauma.
Oh.
Trauma to the face, which I haven't taken anything to the face in a while.
Like sucking dick and cock. Like I'm just like, oh my God. Time and place. And you did it at my birthday dinner.
You did it at the dentist's office.
Kind of a slay.
There's actually a guy on the apps, not that I have the apps, who has dentist role play in his bio. Like, he wants to pretend he's your dentist. Not kidding. He's directly near my place.
Oh. I would think it would be hot if it was like an actual dentist, but yeah. Like, oh my God, daddy, give me veneers. Suck your deck. I would suck dick for a pair of veneers.
I know.
A set of veneers.
It's, except they look at Jeffrey. I mean, I know. That was ominous. That was an omen if I ever saw one. As soon as I was about to go in, what happened with Miss Jeffree Star? Yep. Her tooth came out.
I love that you texted me the video of Jeffree Star with no tooth, and I responded back, and I already had a sound ready for you to use on TikTok. I was like, oh, here's a toothless song you can use for content. Hey, if you're not laughing, we're crying, right?
That's right. That's a laughing gas for you. I didn't have to use it.
Oh.
Yeah, local. I was local anesthesia.
Locals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now we're just sore, but it's fine.
Well,
thank you, everyone.
We're back. We made it.
Made it through.
Powering through.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of our supporters over on patreon.com/legendsonly. We're going to have a very interesting after show for you later.
We sure are. See you at court.
Yeah. If you saw our Instagram stories, you know.
Get a good lawyer.
We will be diving into that later.
Yeah.
But thank you to everyone who's been supporting us here. Not sponsored. Someone else is, though. Get into it later.
Yeah, we sure will.
But yes, thank you for all of the support and messages.
Yeah, the well wishes.
Yes.
Between the tooth to the lawsuit.
Yeah. Anywho, yes, yeah, someone stole our logo, but we'll get, we'll discuss that later.
Yeah.
We're here to have fun.
That's right. Well, everybody. Oh.
What?
That's a perfect transition. Everybody.
Oh, you said it.
I said it.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. Everybody.
Get on, dance me. I still don't know the words. What is she saying?
Dance and sing.
I had 40 years to learn it. I haven't learned it.
I know. It came out when you were 12. Yes, everyone. Indie singer-songwriter Madonna debuted over the weekend while I was getting my tooth drilled out with her debut single, Everybody. 40 years old. 40 years of hits.
Bop.
Bop. Early bop. Didn't chart. Flop.
Us in 40 years talking about Addison Rae with Obsessed.
Honestly.
Didn't chart.
Didn't
flopped.
Chart. Flopped.
Leaked on SoundCloud.
Yeah. Yes, it was indeed the 40th anniversary of Madonna's debut, which is not as iconic as the songs that would come. I think that's very interesting about Madonna. Like, her debut is not the one that everyone thinks of at all. Her $1,500 music video is, it's very lowbrow, but there was a spark.
New York City, though.
New York City, the lights, the glamour. She was just there, bopping at Danceteria, begging for people to play her music at the club. Very T. Kyle begging.
And she's dancing. For Bossy. Dancing for money. Oh my gosh. Literally.
Literally.
Almost getting kicked out.
Yes. Yeah, pretty incredible origin story. $35 to her name. Hopped out the plane at JFK.
LES.
LES. Being a LES artiste. Partying. Becoming a legend. She did acknowledge. She posted a throwback interview. One of her many prophetic ones where she was like, oh, I'm going to be a legend. And she was.
She knew it.
She did. I mean.
Very Mariah.
Yes.
It's like they were not going to hear otherwise.
No.
They're like, I am a legend. I know I'm a legend. Uh-huh. And I'm going to be a legend. And then yes. They became a legend.
Yes.
Ask, believe, receive, I guess.
They were the original manifestors.
Yeah. Ahead of their time.
Yeah. She has been going steady ever since, up until this very week, actually. She is still teasing something.
Yeah.
Now, there's already, I don't know if we discussed this, a date has popped up already for November of 2023 in Uruguay of a stadium that holds 60,000 people that her people booked or talks to book.
Ooh.
So the girls are like, oh my God, world tour incoming next year. And 40th anniversary, we're thinking maybe it's the greatest hits moment or the greatest remixes moment. Who knows? But
World tour.
MDNA worldwide. I would like to see it. We'll see if it happens. But usually these things, it was also like a legitimate, the biggest newspaper there confirmed it. And it feels very specific for it not to be true. So I feel like we're on the brink of a tour announcement. She's at least putting the feelers out, which is very exciting. And she's working on original music. She's terrorizing us with videos.
Finally,
enough love. She's got some new music coming out with Psychic, who did the Frozen remix that went viral on TikTok originally.
Oh.
There's originals coming, and she just teased this 9-second clip of a song that sounds like Above and Beyond remix of What It Feels Like for a Girl.
I need it.
It sounded trance. It's like she was giving.
She's going electronic.
She's going electronic. She was giving like deadpan vocal above a trance beat. And
that's what she should do. I've been saying it.
Praying and preaching, praying. People have been Shazamming it and it keeps coming up with different songs that it's not any of those songs.
Oh,
and
so then it's not registered yet.
He retweeted the snippet. So it's like confirmed. It has to be that it's him, I feel like. Because why would he? Somebody was like, oh, I hope this is her new music. And he retweeted it.
Hmm.
So we're thinking that's that. So we're ready. If it's Trance Donna, I'm done.
I'm here for it.
I would.
I have a whole concept for her, too. Ugh. If anyone out there is listening, I'm going to scream into the void.
Okay.
Madonna said that back 40 years ago on the Lower East Side. She was like, I'm going to be a legend, so I'm going to say it right here. I have a concept for you, Madonna. If anyone wants to call me up, 1 hour, a little trans Donna.
I have a concept which I didn't want to give away in public.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't.
Okay.
Because we've done that before, and then
that's
people
true.
Hit right-click
that's
save,
true.
And then they upload it. And
it's
they
such a good idea for her to do. Oh, okay.
Get a good lawyer.
we'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that
I
later.
I swear I'm not bitter about it.
No, not at all. Oh, and she's gay.
Oh, yes.
Peter's gay, Dad.
From the L-E-S to L-E-S-B-I-A-S. That's bad.
Yeah,
she really
gay.
Manifested that.
She really did.
No kidding.
I literally, first of all, it's a trend already. That's like a TikTok meme.
What, to be a lesbian?
Yes, it's very trendy. But number two, the if I miss, I'm gay is a whole TikTok trend. That's a meme.
Oh, I thought she like literally came out.
Oh, no, that's like, it's like a, I think a lot of straight guys are doing it in a very like, after they throw it, they like limp their wrist.
Got it.
As a joke. I think it started with them, but then I think everyone's just kind of taken it. It's definitely already been a meme to If I Miss, I'm Gay is a meme already. But also with Madonna, like, first of all, I'll never take her seriously. And number two, like, I was saying to my friend, is like above sexuality. I feel like she's done it all. She's literally fucked everyone.
Mm-hmm. Like, you fuck
everyone. Like, who's surprised? Like, she's been linked to people over the years, models. Like, she's making out with Takesha. Like, hot. I don't know. Just having threes in the sex book. She's everything.
I still need to do my sex book review.
You really do.
People have asked me for
it's
that.
It's just you.
A blind reveal.
Slowly turning the page. Oh.
I will do it.
You should.
Yeah.
It's really that shocking.
Really?
Yes.
I feel bad admitting that I've never seen it, but
it's not light. Like what's it called? Cinemax. It's not that. It's like you see shit.
Like softcore, whatever they call it.
Yeah, I don't think it's softcore. I think it's like pretty.
Like Camille Grammer, those photos.
Mm-hmm.
Slay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So she's gay today. But I think she does
so
whatever.
So am I. Same. Your hair is really looking a lot like mine.
I just think it's like, I don't take that seriously. She's all the things already. She fucks whoever she wants to.
Everything, everywhere, all at once.
All at once.
Still haven't seen it.
You dragged yourself.
I know I did.
Mm-mm. Well, speaking of legends and speaking of anniversaries, it's actually been a very iconic week for actual legends. Janet Jackson celebrating the 25th anniversary of The Velvet Rope.
This is a place for legends.
Actually.
Is the point of this podcast, you know.
Yes, this is getting back to the roots of the podcast. very iconic, if you ask me. We got a special deluxe edition of the album on streaming with lots of remixes and the bonus tracks. And that's just a special delight. And she also had a party, I believe in London, including meeting MNEK. Saw that. That was like meeting an idol, always an iconic moment. And yeah, she was celebrated as she should. And if anybody is unfamiliar with the works of Janet, this is one of her most, I would say, ahead of its time. Well, she's always ahead of its time, ahead of her time, but this was very like forward thinking album. This was gay rights, this was cyber sex, this was depression. It tackled a lot of themes that I felt were like pretty futuristic. Not just me. Everybody thought it was ahead of its time. So.
Everybody.
Get up, dance and sing. Yes. So Velvet Rope, everybody, go check it out if you haven't, because it's available now as a deluxe edition on streaming. And yeah.
I have a theory and I want to share it here because I feel like profit-ny a little bit.
Okay.
And if it comes true, then like in a couple months from now, I can be like, oh my God, I told you so.
Okay.
So I have a theory. I've been thinking a lot about this. Uh-huh. I think that Janet Jackson is going to be Rihanna's special guest at the Super Bowl. I was seeing her social media posts.
Mm-hmm.
Janet's now on TikTok. She's been way more active, I feel, on the socials.
She has been.
And I was like, still trying to figure out why the fuck is Rihanna doing the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, it's still the question that's like blaring in my brain is like, why? She doesn't need to do this. I feel like she might incorporate Janet and give a Janet redemption moment.
I mean, I love the idea.
I don't know.
I just
feel like maybe.
I don't know.
Because Janet could also do it solo.
Right. It would be iconic. I would only want her to be on it if it's another woman, too. I wouldn't want, like, a man to invite her on. So I do like that idea.
Like a brief, boom, shocker moment, song, everyone's shaking, crying.
I would live.
I don't know.
Let's. Something. I mean, I would like to manifest, so we can manifest that. And yes, of course, I would love a solo Janet headliner, but I do like your idea.
Mm. Followed by, like, a world tour and a new album.
Yeah. Well, Black Diamonds.
Yeah.
Where are you?
That's my manifestation for the week.
I love that idea.
Like to see it.
I mean, they have met before. They've done, Janet presented Rihanna with a fashion award before in 2019. So maybe Janet whispered during, let's do the Super Bowl. Let's do the halftime show. Maybe. Janet's named. Rihanna's named her as an influence before. I like this idea. Yeah. I'm like thinking about it in real time. I like it. We'll see.
I just feel like she's got something up her sleeve and I'm trying to figure it out what it is. You know what I mean? Like I just feel it.
Yeah, it's a Fenty bra. Ugh. That's what's up her sleeve. Fenty, Savage X Fenty. No, you're right. Yeah, this is a fantasy. The reality is just going to be the launch of Fenty Baby live on stage.
I know, probably.
Just like 1,000 strollers. Like, ah!
Yeah, all ballads. Yeah, all ballads on top of a eyeshadow palette. I don't know. I just feel like it has... I mean, she's iconic. She's legendary. But like, there has to be something that's going to make this like the best Super Bowl of all time.
Yeah, I have no doubt, though. That
maybe I'm just hopeless. Not hopeless.
Yeah, toothless. Definitely that. toothless, not hopeless.
What's the word for like, I don't know, optimist, whatever.
Optimist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopeful.
Yeah. I like that.
Sure. Yeah. There's a word, there's a saying and I can't figure it out. Not hopeless romantic, but like.
Optimist? Like a.
Hopelessly optimistic.
You found love in a hopeless place, optimistically.
I found love in a hopelessly optimistic place. There we go. That's it. That's the saying. That really was not that difficult.
I found love in a toothless place.
And just sucking for money. That song. Oh, by the way, we have to explain to the crowd. There's a song that sings that. She's toothless. She's toothless. And she's sucking for money. That's where the joke comes from.
Yes. It's a.
Yeah.
It's a take on Crystal Waters, Gypsy Woman. She's homeless. She's toothless.
Yes.
Yes. Well, let's talk about more toothful legends. We've got a certain daytime TV legend. Her teeth have never broken away. Her name is Kelly Clarkson. There's a hole.
The All other two molars in your mouth are like, since you've been gone, I can chew for the first. This is my toothless song, and I'm going to sing it. underneath anesthesia. We have to stop. Yes, everyone. Kelly Oakey was back this week.
Sure was.
With a phenomenal cover.
Incredible.
Of Waiting for Tonight.
Mournful.
By J-Lo.
Yeah. Ugh. Completely different vibe, completely different take. She made J-Lo's Waiting for Tonight into just sort of like a longing, emotional moment.
Completely flipped the song.
Yeah.
So nice to hear a vocalist on this track.
No, if I had the luxury of not having to sing my songs, I could also get 8 hours of sleep before my Kelly-oke.
I tease. Yes. I was thinking about J-Lo this week because I was at Kygo, which we'll talk about later. But there was a green laser segment. And you know what I'm saying? and it was very Waiting for Tonight, Super Bowl. And I was shaking.
Love that.
Yeah.
A green
laser.
So we
stand, but I tease.
I'll always think of J-Lo with the green laser. Yeah. She owns
that. That's her Joanne hat.
It is her Joanne hat. Oh, I mean, well, the Versace dress. The dress.
Oh, true. But that's been overplayed.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Yeah, no, it's the green laser. It's her Joanne hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know her. but anyway, yes.
Who I don't know.
This was amazing.
Yeah, it really
was.
When
is Kelly not?
When is Kelly not? I know. She also made headlines. What was it else? No, maybe not. But I think she just had some good interviews this week. Like, I saw her again popping up. Mila Kunis, I think she had an interview. And Constance Wu. She just had some good ones this
Martinis
week.
Martinis with Jill Biden fries.
Right.
A woman after my own heart.
I love to just... I never like the comments usually, but I like to quickly skim the comments of the Kelly interviews because they always say the same thing. They're always like, she really talks like she's having conversation with you. I love her. Like, I'm like, thank God the locals are getting it. Like,
yeah.
She really is real deal.
She's the girl you want to get a beer with
you
at
just
happy hour.
Chat. And she wants to add to the conversation. She's not just grilling you. She's the best daytime talk show host. Well.
What was that?
I mean, on the current slot.
Well, Brad, okay. Good luck.
Fascinating would be a conversation between those two, because I actually think Kelly would roll with the punches and just find it so entertaining.
Yeah.
I can't even picture that, though. Anyway.
One day, let's hope.
Yeah.
Good vibes, good energy.
Good vibes, good energy.
Sunset vibes.
Sunset vibes. Get your crystals out, everyone.
It was a full moon.
It was a full moon.
Hunter
Something
moon.
In Aries, right?
I don't know what, but like, I hope it's good.
Can it be good?
Air, wind, fire, water, I don't care. Like, just make it good.
Please. I'm tired.
Yeah. Positivity.
Yeah.
Happiness. Is that one of the four elements? Should be.
It should be. That's just an Alexis Jordan song, I think.
Oh.
Earth, wind, fire, Alexis Jordan.
Happiness. That needs a re-release.
It does.
Yeah.
It actually had a big moment. We talked about it on TikTok again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The kids get it.
They get it.
Hope for the future.
Some hope.
Well, speaking of other legends, Katherine Hudson shouted out some of the girls this week.
I sure did.
In an interview with Rolling Stone.
Yes. She is... No, she's doing this because Play is done, right?
I think it's going into its final 2022. Well, I mean, the year is ending, so like, it's the last run of 2022.
Yes.
I don't know if she's doing it next year yet. I would like to see it.
I would like to see it.
Wait, not rephrase that. I would like to see the show, not I would like to see it end. That's what I meant to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hope it ends soon.
I would like to play.
Yes. It was a playful interview. Mm-hmm. She talked about potentially being a Drag Race judge. She would like to. And she also said, I wouldn't have a career because I learned everything from them.
Well,
she's got a point.
And she also shouted out some of our legends. She also she definitely took credit for discovering Dua Lipa also.
Kind of, a little bit. But like,
I remember championing Dua because I was like, oh, this girl's going to be the next big girl pop star. She's the it girl and she's coming.
She's not entirely wrong. I think she just means she was like,
oh, she said,
seeing Dua Lipa and she was like, she's going to be the next girl. Kind of like how, you know, we are like, oh, I don't know.
Addison Rae.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a video of her on the California Dreams tour and Katie says, yeah, I know the baby Dua Lipa. I had chosen her then. All right, Catherine. But she didn't just shout out Tua.
No.
She also shouted out...
Shower Chanteuse.
Becky G.
Becky G.
And our favorite...
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
It's time to BB Rexha. Yes, she says, I love supporting women and new artists because I feel I've walked in their shoes. I cherry pick some of my favorite artists to come on the road with me, whether that's Ellie Goulding or Charlie XCX or Marina and the Diamonds or BB Rexha and Becky G came when I was on Witness. It's very Christina, like the newcomers.
Yeah.
I welcome them. There's room for all of us on our iPods.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
Maybe Sacrifice was too ahead of its time.
Half up, half down.
Yeah, it's nice of her.
I would love to see Bebe Rexha write the dark, introverted Katherine Hudson song that we need. You know what I mean?
I absolutely, you know, I want that Circle the Drain album.
Yes.
Like, Jesus. She also, you know, she did say that she's still writing. She says, I'm never not writing. So I, you know, music is perpetually coming for her, always. So we'll
Justice
see
for Teary Eyes.
Oh.
Just saying. Bop.
She says, I think next time I'll go out on a world tour, it'll definitely be with new music, but it's too soon to say anything, really.
Ooh.
So after Katherine Smile
Hudson
comes...
Stadium tour.
Stadium tour.
She should play around the world. Like, do play around the world.
She could do play around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Smile around the world. International smile. It's right there.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Bone apple teeth. Do you know, I feel like Bon Appetit is becoming the y'all let Sparks flop tweet. I see a lot of Bon Appetit, you let it flop, it was good.
But wasn't it because of the man?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like there needs to be a justice for it because...
Yeah. They can, the single version of it,
Bop.
Or the solo version, iconic. Yes. And
Swish Swish also is a fucking bop.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They should just edit it neatly like all the little mixers have been doing lately. Have you seen this trend on TikTok?
No.
On Twitter? The mixers have a lot of time on their hands and they've been like, to a scary degree, accurate, cutting Jesse Nelson out of every music video. And they've been creating edits where it's like she never existed in the band.
Well. Gotta do what you gotta do. I don't know.
Happy 1 year anniversary of Boys, everyone, by the way.
Wait a minute, Wyatt.
Yeah, it's been a year since her debut, her solo debut dropped.
Oh,
Boys with a Z.
That one.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a year since
it's
that?
It's been a year since we were terrorized with that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Well, we all did.
Did she double down in that era? Is she still, you know, doubling down, like going?
She parted ways, question mark, with the label and is elsewhere. And music is to come, question mark. But yes, doubling down, she did.
I hope they can find unity.
They left a year because they split because of creative differences.
Mm-hmm. I hope for peace in the Little Mix world.
I do too. You know,
there's so few girl groups.
Tell me about it.
Make a cake and get along and sing Heartbreak Anthem and just shake her tits. That's all I want.
I know. Speaking of girl groups, that should have been actually. You know what should have been a girl group full time is the group in Mean Girls with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
Doing Jingle Bell Rock.
Bop.
And we've got the Lohanissance.
We do. We do.
Honestly, Academy Award winning.
Christmas came early. She's back.
I'm so excited for this moment for her.
Me too.
Long
overdue. We got the teaser for Falling for Christmas.
Which I literally did not expect to her, like, literally be falling.
Yeah, she
like,
fell.
She fell.
She fell. That's the plot of the movie.
I thought it was going to be, like, you know, more like hypothetical. Oh, yep. Like falling in love. No,
yeah,
she literally
in that
falls.
Hot pink snow outfit. Plants it. She's like, I don't know who I am. I don't.
Same.
Tired of rumors starting. This is not the first time either. This is like, I know who killed me. She has a thing for amnesia and like not remembering details.
A bop.
But, you know, as soon as that song kicked in, from the first phrase, I knew it was her.
So is this a new version?
Recording of Jingle Bell Rock?
Oh my God, 2022 vocals?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yes, she did Jingle Bell Rock just like she did 18 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord. Mean Girls.
I still have my ticket. Did you see my little Instagram
story thing
I did?
I do too. I do too. My stub from that. For some reason, I just knew I had to, it's iconic.
Back in the day, I miss moments.
Remember,
you know what
stubs?
I mean? Yeah.
Well, we still get stubs actually at the movie theater.
Like going to see Lindsay Lohan in a movie in the theater.
Or Speed the Plow in London.
Highlight of the year.
Highlight. I agree. It's very heartwarming to see her back in action. And she's got, you know, I think the best thing about this is she's got another one coming right down the pipeline with Irish kiss or whatever it was. We actually had an LO listener who reported live from the scene as an extra and is going to be in, I believe is going to be in it.
Oh.
But she was filming scenes for it at the same time she was teasing this movie. She never stops. I like that the most, that like this isn't a one-shot thing for her.
Agreed.
Because we like the forward motion.
Yeah.
So who knows? Like, this would be great. You know, there are those Hallmark queens. Like, that could be a good thing, too. She could be the Queen of Christmas. One of the Queens of Christmas. What's that crazy? Trademarks. Speaking of legal action.
Yeah. I'm just happy for her. And I think, I don't remember where I said it, but like, I would love to see her win an Oscar one day.
Yes, you did say
that. I don't know when, but like at some point.
I don't know if it'll be for Falling for Christmas, no, but it might be.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
Just like how, you know, her albums didn't win Grammys.
Yet. That's okay. I'm sure there'll be some sort of Lifetime Achievement Award, but yes, I do agree. Well.
We also need her to release Xanax.
We do.
Because that would really vibe with the moment right now. Like all these interpolations.
Mm. Yeah.
Lindsay, jump on it.
I know. Maybe when the movies really start picking up, she can have another, you know, one-off single on the side. Mm-hmm. We never know. I'm assuming this will have a soundtrack available for streaming, so at least we'll get Jingle Bell Rock. It's a start. And honestly, like, you know, it's Christmas songs. You never know. She might get some numbers. You never know.
If they put this on streaming, every homosexual in the world will put this on a playlist.
Yeah.
Us included.
Exactly. Pop Christmas, like, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, Hillary Duff's Christmas album, people think I'm kidding when I say it's good. Like, it's good.
Oh, we've got a whole bonus episode dedicated to it.
We do.
We sure do.
Hillary Duff's version of Last Christmas is the best in recording music history. That's my opinion.
Many have said it.
Yeah.
Common held belief. It's actually been a wonderful time for our 2000s queens. There's a lot of queens popping up at the moment. I would like to get on my Taylor Swift private jet and hip hop over across the Atlantic to the UK for a little UK
Hello,
minute.
Girls. We've arrived.
We've arrived just in time for several things. First of all, this is a Mad Lib sentence. Kimberly Wyatt of the Pussycat Dolls and Una Healy of the Saturdays teaming up as a team on RuPaul's Wordle ripoff celebrity lingo.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Literally, do you understand what I'm saying?
Saturday.
That's my understanding of that. No kidding.
Just wild. I mean, Kim went on to have a UK career, and Una also has solo success. But it's just kind of like this bizarre parallel universe where, like, the girl groups are still going over there. I wish Kimberly Wyatt was on our TVs right now, here. I wish any of the Pussycat Dolls were. Well, oh, yeah. Wait. Nicole literally is. She's on The Masked Singer.
The Masked Songer.
Do you understand what I'm saying? The other background vocalists should be featured. But, yeah. So, shout out to The Dolls and The Saturdays.
This clip was so funny to me because it was giving, this is a very niche reference, the clip of RuPaul on that game show, just
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah. Shaka Khan.
Bless their dear hearts. Una does not understand how this game works.
No. Like hello. Like, the word was there on the second
There was
line.
Like an like, A and an L, and she was like, four.
I'm like, sweetie. Like,
sweetie. Flap. It wasn't great. It wasn't a great look. But you know what? They did it. I don't know if I didn't watch the episode. I hope they won. But celebrity lingo, everyone. And RuPaul just inexplicably hosting this. Sure. And then near and dear to my heart and very heartwarming, the Girls Aloud charity gala called the Primrose Ball was held over the weekend in honor of Sarah Harding. It was the four girls reuniting in person, I feel like, for the first time since 2012, which is insane to think about as far as like a live event. And they had people like Ollie Alexander, who the first time I met Ollie, we bonded over Girls Aloud. So that was like a little emotional to see. Yeah, he couldn't believe that like I knew about them, which is like the common response from anybody who's from the UK wondering why the fuck I care about Girls Aloud. Like, just fangirled out about Girls Aloud the first time we met. And then Will Young was there. And yeah, they Nicola performed a worship song, which was very emotional. And there was an auction, and there was just, you know, raising money for Sarah's foundation. And now, in late breaking news, literally just happened a few hours ago, the girls are releasing their debut single, Sound of the Underground, as a limited 7-inch vinyl with a never-before-released vocal alternate take and stickers from their promotional campaign. So, slight history lesson. The girls won Popstars The Rivals, which was a reality TV show where the public put together a girl group and a boy band. And the boy band and the girl group competed over who would get the Christmas number one single. Yes.
Sounds like...
This was real.
This sounds like a new Hallmark Christmas movie.
Well, the boys were called One True Voice. They only had one true single. Girls Aloud had Sound of the Underground. And they went head to head. And in the marketing leading up to this showdown, they had a slogan that said, "By girls, by boys." Like B-U-Y girls, B-Y-E boys, which is very clever.
Oh,
see what they did there. By girls, by boys. So what they would like, that was the slogan, and they fucking creamed them. They were number one for 4 weeks in a row, and the rest was a whole lot of history. Yeah, they went on to become the biggest selling girl group of the 21st century in the UK and had 21 top tens, I believe it's 21. And an incredible run. And yeah, so it's very emotional to see this full circle moment for the debut. Watch the video of them winning, being placed in the band. It's very like Kelly winning, where you're like, you know, it's these girls winning competition, and nobody expected their debut to sound like it did. And I think that's what changed everything, is you think it would be some schlocky like ballad winner's single, which I mean Kelly's was. It's like, thank God.
Yeah, her two singles were ballads.
Yeah. But
Before Your Love, remember that?
Before Your Love was truly hard to get.
Someone needs to turn that into a trance song.
Before
yes.
Now when you say someone
I don't have the stats.
Am I gonna like text you at 3 a.m. and you're gonna be like, listen to this?
No. No.
I don't know. You never know. But yeah, so that's the long and short of it. And I'm very happy. I already pre-ordered it. There's only 5,000 of them. They're going fast. They might be gone already. That's what happened. We need that, though. I would love another, because Lord knows I talk about girl groups enough. I would love another showdown of like a boy band and a girl group competing for number one.
I don't know if it would work anymore.
It wouldn't. I'm thinking about it. It just wouldn't.
Because I just don't think that there's anything that hits pop culture like that.
I know.
Now. It's not a bad thing. It's just, it's different now.
Yeah. Not everyone's watching The Voice at once and things like that.
Still, they're all still big platforms.
Yeah.
But they're not like the show that half the country's
watching.
That would
be like competing for Bubbling Under.
Yeah.
It's true, though. I suppose it could happen in some sort of TikTok version if it was concentrated enough, if they captured the attention enough. But they still haven't even done that, really. There's like bubbles of fame we always talk about. Mm-hmm. There's these hype houses with millions of followers that none of us know who the fuck these boys are.
Yep.
Crazy. Anyway, it was a simpler time. We all tuned in. We all watched.
We did. And one of them had a little black dress. Giving fashion.
Oh.
Which.
Fashion.
I don't know if we're getting much of it anymore these days. I could not think of a better transition here.
This is a perfect time.
Let's talk about some little rat.
Some little rat? Did you just.
Oh, I think I said. I skipped the L. No.
Let's talk about some little rat.
Let's talk about some little black dresses in a segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
I don't have one for this week. I can't think of anything.
I do, but it's a house. Houses can be fashion.
Like a house, like H-A-U-S, or like a actual
An actual home.
Oh.
So I don't know if that counts, but I think it's going to have to count.
What are those like?
I was thinking that while I was watching this.
I know, it's so weird to me that like people can afford houses. I just don't. I'm like, wow. A whole house with land on it.
I just
and like
finally
a driveway.
Hung up my wall art. Shout out if you follow me on the socials. And shout out to the person who actually informed me of this eBay auction for a very rare pressing of a cutout of a Best Buy advertisement for Her Name is Nicole by Nicole Scherzinger.
Wait, so you got that on eBay? You did not print that yourself?
I got it on eBay. It was $11.
That's fine.
Which is
worth
shockingly low, in my opinion, for a rarity like that. It is a 12 by 10 Best Buy advertisement for Her Name is Nicole with a release date and everything. Like, I think it says November 20th, featuring the hit Baby Love, which on what, where are we counting that? It makes me wonder how close it was to like being released. And like,
well, if there's an ad,
yeah,
it was.
Do you understand what I'm selling?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the extent of my Architectural Digest, but somebody else had one, a open door series franchise thing where they come to the door.
Good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
We're stepping inside your Victorian era sanctuary. Yes, built in 1877, it was once home to the illustrator Arthur Rackham, who did the illustrations for like Alice in Wonderland and Peter Pan.
My name.
Is it Rita?
Oh, speaking of Alice in Wonderland, really quick.
Oh.
This weekend in Central Park, there was like an Alice in Wonderland festival. Like everyone had like the clown hats on. Or not
clown
hats.
Do you think that was just Comic-Con?
No.
Oh.
So I asked somebody, I was like, what's going on? It was some kind of a scavenger hunt.
Oh, cute.
I was connected, okay. But there was hundreds of people dressed up as Alice and like the cat and the clown and like.
Okay, okay.
I don't know, the clown, whatever the thing with the hat,
mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But shout out to Icon, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Was in the park and he's like, are you seeing everyone in Alice? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
I love
so
that.
So I asked. So that's that story. But anyway.
Love that. And shout out to everyone who went to Comic-Con. I saw the outfits. Very fun. Very cool. The 31-year-old legend. I'm obsessed with their description of her accolades, by the way. She has numerous hit singles, starred in the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy, Detective Pikachu.
Kygo played that song on Thursday.
Yeah.
Rita Ora got Madison Square Garden promo.
As she should. And other movies, and has appeared as a judge and coach on The Voice UK, The Voice Australia, The X Factor, and The Masked Singer UK. That's like her The X Factor epic opening.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Detective Pikachu, 50 Shades.
Number one singles.
Fabletics.
The shit that I've seen, you don't have that many.
No, I'm kidding. Oh.
God. But yeah, it was a whimsical tour. I spent the whole time wondering if she actually lived there, because first of all, it's not just Rita. I always watch these and I'm like, do you really live here? Because first of all, immaculate, like never touched, nothing's ever. I'm just like,
I'm sure they stage it.
Yeah, it's just really hard to believe her like actually lounging there with like a pizza and watching Tiny House Hunters. Like, I just don't believe. I guess it must be true.
Yeah.
You would like it. She has a gorgeous garden. It's very cool how she has the garden set up. I do like it. And in general, I liked her house. Lots of fireplaces. Liked the house. She likes it when people just come by and jam out.
Oh. Call us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would live to go to
anywhere,
Rita's home.
Acoustic.
Absolutely. She was very into the spirit of the home. She felt like. Oh. And she retained a lot of the old essence of the home. So I will say,
sage.
I have no taste whatsoever and I can't eat solids right now. But I will say, I think it was a beautiful home. Like, I was like, Rita did it right.
Wow. So,
who knows if I actually have good taste, but yeah.
Know who else I saw on social talking about their home?
Who?
Emma Chamberlain. That was kind
she
of a
did
thing
it too,
too,
I think.
Yeah.
She did the same thing, I think.
Because there was like a TikTok trend about like me showing off my, I forget.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I saw somebody say that she had a nice home as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And Emma Chamberlain is just like a Gen Z YouTuber, TikToker, content creator.
I believe started YouTube podcast. Mm-hmm. Her sound bites are used all the time on TikTok. Yep. In like these motivational.
And had the meme from the Met Gala.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But like the teens really connect to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why everyone was so shook, because her house is like.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to say it, but like.
Mountainous.
Yeah.
Probably.
Just really expensive looking. Mm-hmm. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Slay.
Slay for her. And that's it. Nobody else wore clothes. There was no other fashion.
I know, I'm trying to think if there was anything else that I was gagged by.
No, Fashion Week stuff, I think, has come to a close finally.
Yeah.
Thank God. So I was tired of going to the shows and tired of jetting off to Milan, Paris.
I did think of another one.
Oh.
Venus Williams for Glamour magazine.
Oh, there we
Look
go.
At this.
Oh, yeah.
Stun cover.
Oh, yeah.
Photo. Look at this. Teal, blue, Ooh. Neon green. It's giving tennis.
Yes.
But fashion. And I'm very excited to see Venus getting some flowers this year as well. I mean, you know.
I know. Well, yeah. Obviously, her sister's getting quite a bit, so it's nice that she's also.
Venus hasn't announced a retirement yet.
Okay.
But maybe next year will be her year. But like, I'm just excited to see her getting some flowers, because legends.
Legends. Also, shout out, I forgot, Megan Thee Stallion's social media is dead shirt. Even though, like, I don't know if that's actually true. I just liked the shirt.
And she brought her pumpkin head
photos. Oh, the pumpkin head photos. Yeah. That's always good.
They're so funny.
They really, really are. Yeah.
Well, on the subject of social media and things, shall we have a little TikTok talk toothless version? Sure.
Tooth velu.
So stupid.
Not this.
Not you adding another way of pronouncing it. Yeah. Tovlo, Tuvelu, Tooth Velu.
Tooth Velu is biting into biscuit talk.
Oh, stop. Yes.
Yeah,
Tuvelu is on biscuit talk.
We're like 17 memes deep into Chrome Lady walking at the beach biscuit talk.
Mm-hmm.
And her version is. Why don't you tell everybody what that is?
She is just letting everyone know that she's on Biscuit Talk. It's like a message. It's like, I'm here with you.
And I'm staying.
Yeah, I'm here and I'm staying, whether you like it or not. Diana, Dina, whatever the fuck your fucking name is. It's going to be my one-man show is monologuing that scene of Jersey Shore. But yeah, Tuvelu is officially on Biscuit Talk.
Thank God, not a moment too soon. She's been teasing.
Unsure if she's seen Addison Rae taste the biscuit.
Let's find out. I'll send it her way. And she's been teasing all the snippets from the album. I have to say, it all sounds so good. The S.G. Lewis songs, all of it.
When is the album coming out?
This month.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for this.
I know.
Her to die for. The way that this is all interconnected, I feel like we need to like clarify for the audience.
Yes.
So, Tuvelu's version of, well, no. Tuvelu has a song called To Die For.
Yes.
That is not the Addison Rae version of To Die For. And it's a bop.
And
so we're excited for it.
Her album Dirt Femme is out this Friday.
Oh,
we'll have it by then. Yeah. Right before, if you can believe it, we're 1 week away from Midnight's.
Shaking.
We'll have more to say about that in a moment. But
my Addison Taste the Biscuit To Die For mix is, oh my God, the kids are using it. Like, people are making.
Oh my God.
This is the coolest shit to me.
You can see it in real time. Uses.
Like, people making videos. Look, someone's like in a full Chrome Lady outfit doing.
That's going to be huge for Halloween.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like,
that's
so
crazy.
These are my people.
Yes.
228 uses, 80,000 plays.
Insane.
Oh my God, slay. Yeah. To Die For.
For a song that's not out. That nobody's making money on.
Nope.
All around.
Yeah.
Slay.
My people.
Yep.
If Addison Rae finds To Die For Biscuit Talk, I will shake.
Oh my God. Yeah, I feel like that will come.
Like, if she does a duet, just mm-hmm. watching it, I'll faint.
Let's see. It's blowing up.
Yeah. Anyway, another little trend that I've been seeing on TikTok that I'm curious if you've been getting is what I believe Gen Z has called Little Mouse Moment. Have you seen this at all?
Maybe. I might not have known the name of it.
So there's like a new trend that's going around for the moments where you're eating alone, like if you're just at home and you order takeout or whatever, or you go to a restaurant by yourself. It's called a Little Mouse Moment is what the kids are calling it. And they'll put text over it that says, when I'm having my little mouse moment, and insert joke or story. And it's just you like huddled eating food. Yeah, it's very bizarre, but I find it interesting because it's such a moment.
So it's all a tribute to Joanne's?
Yeah. I'm like, little mouse. More like a big rat. Yes.
We've seen them.
Yeah.
I did not see Little Mouse Moment. It does seem sort of like we are destined to do something with that, though, based on a running theme of this pod.
Yeah.
The kids, they love a Little Mouse Moment, yeah. I guess.
It's very like Lindsay Lohan and Mean Girls mm-hmm. eating alone in the bathroom. Mm. Like that was a Little Mouse Moment mm-hmm. for context.
Got it.
So, yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I'll watch out for that.
Yeah. Someone's probably having a Little Mouse Moment right now. Listening to the pod.
Yeah.
Little rat. Fucking little telltale rat. I haven't added that sound to the...
I know, we need that.
Yeah. Just a little trend that I've been seeing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from mice to fox.
Oh, wow. I need like a sound that's just like a cue.
Smooth
for, like,
transition.
Yeah. Like a bell that we can ring when something slays, you know?
Oh, we actually do.
Yeah.
We just need a little like confirmation noise.
Mm-hmm. All of this is like very inspired by Jerry Springer, by the way.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When people would like argue and they'd ring the ding, ding, ding. Go to Oprah. Yeah. That's our after show, basically.
That is the after show. Well, Miss Julia Fox has been busy making TikToks, getting a bit of a redemption story. This is not one I've like encountered that we're going to talk about, but the other thing I've noticed is like several people have been making viral TikToks being like, I was under the impression I wasn't going to like Julia Fox, and now all of a sudden I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and being like mad about perception and how they were sort of billed to dislike her from how she was sort of like thrust into fame.
Did you see the one that was like, I'm so angry mm-hmm. that Kanye West made me hate
Julia Fox? That's the one. I saw that one. I saw some other ones.
What a fucking piece of shit that man is,
what a
by
reckoning.
The way.
Well, yes. But what a reckoning for her, really, to be understood, I think.
Yeah.
So, and a meme factory in her own right. So, she's winning.
She and really is.
She has a favorite on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
She watches Beverly Hills Housewives.
She does.
Toothless, not homeless.
Toothless, not homeless. She's team Crystal.
She is. Shout out Crystal.
Is that a good thing, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Crystal, right. Garcelle, as mm-hmm. Dorit likes to say. And gotcha. Sutton. But this season's so good.
I did, without any context, watch the reunion trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is spicy.
Yep.
Kathy Hilton.
The drama. It's so good.
It really is. You are the biggest bully in Hollywood.
And everybody knows it. Put me on pause.
I will have to give that to Lisa Rinna for putting the orange M&M, mm-hmm. the brown M&M on and calling it the biggest bully in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That was a good one. She posted it on her Instagram.
Yeah. Now, I don't really talk about Bravo much online anymore.
No.
This season is so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
It's spilling over into everything, so that's how I know it's good, is like I can't avoid it.
The sit-down of Rinna with Kyle and Kathy is golden reality television. And I know everyone hates Lisa, and I get it, but it's just gold.
I've seen a lot of chit-chat about who should, you know, losing a villain and what that means and whether somebody can carry the show by being the villain. Like, do they have to stay even though we hate them? Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of debate about that.
Yeah, everyone wants Lisa Rinna fired.
And do you feel that you need her for the villain, or do you think it's her time also?
Okay, so here's my thoughts on it. in any reality show, you need protagonist, mm-hmm. antagonist, whoever you decide as a viewer
100%
to paint as like the protagonist and the anti. It's like reading a book. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So you need a new villain. Here I am. Yeah. As Diana said, you need a villain. But I will say, Lisa Rinna she's giving soap opera actress uh-huh. in this season. People can't stand it. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like the scene with Kathy when she's like, oh, well, what would you call that? And she's like perched and she's just acting.
Yeah.
She's acting. So I don't think it works anymore for a reality show because it's giving a little too much, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's too produced. But
Kathy said you needed a storyline.
Yeah.
Called it out very broke the fourth wall.
Yeah, for what it is in this season as like the finale, it's fucking hilarious.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. We'll see what he does.
Yeah. And then Kathy just being like, you know, overtired, one glass of wine, like listing.
My God.
And then Kyle just be like, I just don't know what to do anymore. Just, you know what I'm saying?
What she needs to do is promote Halloween Ends, which I don't think she has.
She's been doing it.
Has she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't seen as much bleeding over.
They promoted it this season.
Oh.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis went.
Oh, wait.
And
I did see that.
For the dinner.
I did see that.
And Dorit's like, that is the
chicest
garcelle. You know, you know.
I did see that. I think I've really osmosis or like I've just clips have into my brain of this season that I have not watched and mm-hmm. need to watch. But yeah.
Well, because it fell off, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the longest time.
And now
now it's giving us comedy. Mm-hmm. It's giving us drama. And that's what makes a housewife show mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
Also, wow. It's just like not that serious. Like the people who comment on Andy's posts and they just leave these vicious. Uh-huh. Awful. I'm like, he's posting a photo of his child. And
well,
you're like,
I've never heard
fire Lisa Rinna. She's a fucking disgusting, ugly rat pig.
I've never heard of fans taking it too far, personally.
Like, I'm like, Susie, that's a photo of him on a Saturday with his child, like reading a cartoon. Like, yeah. Can you not just leave a heart?
Right. They need some word events, unfortunately, yeah. And it's his Instagram comments. Can you imagine what he actually sees? Because I'm guessing nothing. I feel like he doesn't see hardly anything now. I think people handle it for him.
I don't know. I think he does his own social.
I would be... That's a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
Because that's like... I'm sure he's just inundated with shit. Just...
Yeah. I'm very Lisa Rinna. And what would you call that? Cruel? Yeah. You're not going to get away with it with me, Kathy. But it's like me, but with like a Debbie and Susie.
Yeah.
You're not going to get away with that with me, Debbie. It's just too good. It's too good.
Anyway,
to make a long fucking story short, which that was a Vine reference. Mm-hmm. Did you catch that?
I did.
Okay. It's a great show and it's about to be the reunion. So check it out. Get ready for the references because I feel like, you know.
It's coming in hot and heavy.
So anyway, back to Julia Fox. Just wanted to shout her out for being iconic. And did you see Dua Lipa shouted her out on her podcast and said, I want a pop star moment from Julia Fox.
Yep.
The it girl, the it pop girl of the moment.
Charlie and Dua.
Shouting out.
Shouting out.
Yeah.
Yes. Charlie was on Dua's pod and they endorsed the Julia Foxification of pop.
Yep.
And I'm... just saying, we were right there.
If everyone would look back at everything I've been praying and preaching and saying and
praying.
The girls
that get it, get it. And they are the girls that get it.
Honestly.
So we'll have to see if she pops up on DL3 or XCX. Oh, what album are we on now? 7. Yep. Maybe.
It's going to happen. Although we thought that with Addison Rae, though, and it didn't happen.
True.
Whereas
I feel pretty confident that Addison will be on whatever Charlie does next.
Same.
Yeah. Julia's obviously more of a stretch, but she literally is friends with and has done stuff with Addison. So I bet you
iconic.
Anything. Yeah. It'll be one of those things like Unlock It with Kim, where it was like a bunch of features. I bet mm-hmm. you. Anyway, more manifesting in the works.
Lady Marmalade 2.0.
There it is.
Dua Lipa, Charlie XCX, Julia Fox.
And Addison Rae.
And Christina Aguilera, because she will not give up that. She will not give up that moment. She's probably got that locked into her contract.
She definitely
for the rest
does.
Of her life.
She absolutely does.
So a trend that we mentioned last week was the super freaky girl telling a long story moment. And there's one that is going around this week.
Sure is.
Involving Paris Hilton.
Yeah, this LGBT named ASAP Science, who has 1.1 million followers, did a little story time about the time that he met Paris in the 2000s. And she was in, I think, Toronto shooting House of Wax.
Mm-hmm.
And she had hopped out the car to go in for, it was a concert, right? I think, or something, a party or a concert.
Yeah.
And while she was in, he, a deranged move.
Yes.
Hopped into Paris's car, read the House of Wax script, and stole her sunglasses. Her,
like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Like, basically admitted to theft.
Theft. And asked Paris not to send him to jail.
Yeah.
She duetted with her heart-shaped sunglasses and smiled and laughed. She did it twice, actually, because he did a response and she replied back.
He still has the glasses.
Still has the glasses. He offered them back. She was like, you're good, girl. Sisterhood of the Traveling Sunglasses is fine with me. But, like, that woman's been robbed a lot.
Yeah. And she still keeps a good spirit about it.
She does, because there's so much more money that she still has.
Yeah.
I guess that is the best way to respond to it, to make it chill, because it's a deranged story, to be fair.
Like, yeah.
It could have very easily, like, not been so lovingly.
No, like, you go back to your car and there's just an F word sitting in there, like.
Which probably did happen all the time.
Yeah.
It does still happen.
Where's PH2? She opens her door. It's just me sitting there.
And I guess who's to say what we would have done at 21? Who's to say?
Yeah, true.
But yeah, she thought it was cool. So
mm-hmm.
keep the glasses, babe.
Yeah, she's a good spirit about it.
She has a really good spirit about it. Somebody else who who's been active on social media is Tara Reid.
Good luck with Sharknado 18. I hope you stay married.
I hope your tits get a little bit nicer.
Thanks, Tara.
Hope your knees get wobblier.
I'll always take your advice. You're the best. Fucking whore. I could monologue that scene.
It's the perfect
Thanks,
scene.
Thanks, Tara.
It's the perfect scene. There's nothing better than the Jenny McCarthy Tara Reid showdown.
We should do that as a TikTok.
We need to just monologue.
Get your script out.
It's just so hard to decide who I need to be.
Yeah, because I
think you have her voice down better, though.
Who?
Tara's.
Oh.
Maybe.
I'll always take your advice to the best.
Yeah.
Fucking horror. My two last brain cells.
Yeah, it's really that. But Tara Reid,
you stay married,
is making content, taking sunset vibes photos.
This is
certainly
this is like me and my sunset vibes manifested into a visual.
Sure did.
I'm here for it. I'm obsessed with it.
Incredibly, before anyone else,
Never
before Julia Fox,
let them take away your light. She had a point.
She did have a point. You can't question that.
No.
She also gave us a rendition of Wonderwall, mm-hmm. which I did not see coming, in a fabulous sequined silver dress. Loved it. It will always be a classic.
Yeah.
She wrote just beautiful.
Also, her tit popping out on the red carpet was mm-hmm. so ahead of its time.
It was. It quite literally was.
Iconic. I'm obsessed with this, and I love the voiceovers.
Yeah.
My favorite is the new one where she's floating in a tube in the ocean.
Oh, my God.
But the best part is the end when she's like, whoopsies. It's just, like, so loud. She's like, and then I was in the tube, and then I felt, whoopsies. It's just so unfiltered.
That's the word for it.
Thanks, Tara. Always use your advice. You're the best.
You're the best.
It's just the best part about that, though, is they were in the same room together.
I don't think I knew that.
When that happened.
I don't think I
knew
that part.
And it was before Sirius filmed everything. I think they're in the same room because you hear her throw down her headphones and leave. I think they were at the Sirius studio.
Sirius XM radio show.
Yeah.
2016 it was.
Because a lot of those interviews are done in person, but you would not be on camera. They film them now, I think.
And it's funnier that like what started it was like Jenny McCarthy praising her on Marriage Boot Camp.
and then she just brought up
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I asked you, let's not talk about it. We're all here to talk about Sharknado.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe because you read the bad things. You know, it was great talking to you, but... Oh, great talking to you, too. Good luck with Sharknado 18. I hope you stay married. Oh, you hope I stay married? And I hope your tits get even nicer than they already are.
Because they're amazing. The same guy who did mine, right? Oh, my Lord. Anyway. Well, we have some music.
We do.
Some bits and bops. Some remixes. First of all, we do have Miss Britney Spears and Elton John's Hold Me Closer Joel Corey remix. And I got word on the street. Reporters.
Oh, insider tea.
Insider
tea. Oh my God, exclusive toothless
paid
insider
off
tea.
Toothless tea.
Toothless tea.
My friends who went to Purple Disco Machine over the weekend said he played Hold Me Closer. I don't know if it was his own remix, but he played Hold Me Closer into Sophie Ellis Bextor. Which is a fucking sleigh and a half. So, promo.
Wait. I feel like if he's playing Hold Me Closer...
There's a remix,
he
I'm
probably
sure.
remixed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it might have been his remix, yeah.
His Rain On Me remix, I don't
think
we've talked about that enough.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Bop.
My friend said, my toothless tea, you will not believe me when I say he went from Britney Hold Me Closer with Fire Cannons into Sophie Ellis Bextor.
Who's Fire Cannons?
No, like the fire cannons exploded.
Oh,
the venue.
Like Pyro.
Yeah.
Oh.
Into Sophie Ellis Bextor, into Kylie. That sounds pretty fucking gay to me. We love it. But yeah, the Joel Corey remix is out now. Joel Corey, we've decided, is very hot.
Yeah, he's hot.
He's hot. He was like on the like UK equivalent of Jersey Shore or whatever, which is really funny to imagine like Pauly D basically becoming like a legitimate remixer.
Yeah, I mean, Pauly D's DJ sets, he pulls crowds.
Oh, yeah. He
it's like
pulls.
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've also got remixes, more remixes of BB.
We do.
I'm good, Blue.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Sadly, I'm not included on these.
No, not yet. Not yet.
There is a EP of I'm Good remixed editions.
Yeah, there is.
They all go off. I mean, they're good for a workout. Festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And before I forget, because it's been 2 weeks and we still haven't said it, congratulations to Sam Smith and Kim Petras.
Yes, good.
For Unholy. We always either mention in the after or not at all. The song soared to number 3 last week, number 2 this week, which is Kim's first charting, I think first charting song. I think. And straight to number 3. And Sam's highest placement since debut, I believe.
And it's being boosted again because it's also on Biscuit Talk. Did you see the Unholy Taste the Biscuit remix by, I believe the account was called Welp There I Ruined It or something?
Sounds right.
He puts songs into Melodyne, which is that auto-tune software, and he transforms them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But one could argue he did not ruin this because, Bob.
There you go. Yeah, we finally acknowledged the song.
Yeah, we did. It is a bop. I like it.
Yeah,
it's
we have...
causing a lot of discourse, but I'm uninterested in the discourse.
Oh no, yeah. I mean, some people have songs and some
sang.
You know, some people like the song, some people don't. It's
and
freak
that's
country.
Fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what else you got?
I'm gonna get called an unholy apologist. Jen Shah. Unholy.
I've got a holy in my mouth. Some Stan is going to be like, you should worry about the hole in your face instead of their song. Anyway, what do you got?
Well, in a different vibe from the I'm Good Blue remixes, I have some recommendations that I feel would fit really well on the Miu Miu's Come Down playlist.
Oh.
That's like the vibe, which I feel like,
Silk,
you know,
Sheets or Come Down?
No,
okay.
There's a difference, which I learned late. I thought Silk Sheets meant just like sleep.
No, it's like,
and I learned that
making.
Later because I never listened to it.
Oh.
But yeah, so you have a playlist called The Come Down.
The Come Down.
Which is like ambient chill
sleepy time
vibes.
Yeah.
So that's what these would fit in.
Oh,
on.
Okay.
So the first one is Save Some Room by Shaloo. Stan, mm-hmm. been a fan for a long time. And then Alex Lustig, his first full album is out.
Okay.
It's called Fate. And there's a song called Abyss on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's ambient. It is very, I'm underwater and I'm looking up at the sun reflecting light on the water. It's very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Good energy, good vibes.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. And I find him very fascinating because he produced on the new Drake album.
Mm-hmm.
But then he also makes this really haunting, beautiful ambient music.
I love that.
Yeah. So
get you a producer who can do both.
Honestly.
Well, we are T-minus 1 week away from the album everyone's waiting for, The Loneliest Time by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
And so as a blessed treat to the LGBTs who are waiting, we got the title track featuring Rufus Wainwright's a little disco bop,
mm-hmm.
extended disco bop, really. It's like 4:30 or something. I don't know. It's long. How long is it? It is
too long for TikTok.
4:33, yeah. Got a video and everything.
She's bringing back the song.
She's bringing back a song, a bridge. Heard of it? Get over it. So, it's cute.
It's cute.
It's cute. It's cute. We're excited for the album, which is imminent and coming any second now. Some might say it leaked, but I don't know about that.
No.
Yeah, I thought I saw rumblings.
Really?
I legitimately haven't listened yet, but I thought I saw rumblings.
Wow.
I don't know, though. I don't know.
What is it with everyone leaking these days?
I don't know. They need to tighten things up.
Password lock. Hello.
Yeah. That's what she gets.
You know what it's from?
Using the password call me maybe with a 3 at the end.
It's because people are doing vinyls.
Well, yes, that doesn't help. You never know. Which sneaky LGBT printing in the shop is like, I'll take one of these.
Yeah. Also, how would you even convert that? Is there like a vinyl
There's a
converter?
Thing, yeah. You use your vinyl player and it converts it to MP3. Yeah, it's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Technology.
Yeah. Also, big shout out, and I know you're a fan as well, of Fred Again,
mm-hmm.
producer extraordinaire, who really has such a crazy back catalog of being a singer-songwriter and producer. He did Demi and Clean Bandit solo.
Really?
Yes. Rita Ora, Let You Love Me.
Bop.
But also has been doing this ongoing series where he's been producing pretty much in real time using voice notes and sounds that inspired him pretty much like leading all the way up to the album release.
Yeah. He takes videos of people mm-hmm. talking to him and he turns them into full songs.
Yep. It's called Actual Life. It's been happening since 2020, and he's got the third in the trilogy coming later this year. And the latest one is called Cammy Like I Do with Camille, who...
Camille!
If you don't know Little Mix lore, was often dubbed the unofficial fifth member or whatever of Little Mix because she had written so many of Little Mix's songs. So... she's this fantastic singer-songwriter. She's doing her own thing lately. And I honestly, genuinely think this is like a banger of the year, like among them. Like, I just think this song is so fucking good. It's like sad vibes. It's very desperate. She's like, they won't love you like I do. Very yay, yes, maps. But he described it as the lyrics would have you think it's like a love song. But in fact, it to him sounds very toxic and like negative. Like these two people are pushing people away. And destructive, kind of, basically, is the vibe. So, anyway.
I love his track. The one that's like, I was out my mind last year. Very haunting.
Yes, I absolutely agree.
And his Boiler Room set on YouTube. Check it out. Bop.
Oh my God, the boiler. So this was the first song from the boiler room set that people.
Not like the boiler room in the Lower East Side, but like yes. I think it's a party that goes around the world.
Yes. And also Camille is just like actually so, so good. She's written so much for Dua and Mabel and Little Mix, and it's cool to have her out there. We love that. We'll put that on the playlist for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah. Well, there's another album coming next week that you haven't heard of. It is called Midnights.
It's almost time, girls.
Taylor Swift leaked the full track list. And first we'll get over the actual news. There is one song, Snow on the Beach, featuring Lana Del Rey. Taylor's a stan. Wildest Dreams is a shameless Lana ripoff in a good way, but it is like clearly Lana. She's always been a fan. I know it. And nice to see them both doing this together. In typical Lana fashion, she didn't post about it, but she's just like posting random updates on her story, not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
But the bigger thing I want to talk about is, I don't know if you've encountered the phenomenon, the insanity of the Gaylor truthers.
No, I could not care less.
It's really hit a fever pitch.
Really?
Of people being so angry with Taylor for not coming out because of so many obvious Easter eggs and lyrical clues over the years. And they're so sure that she is coming out on this album. She like made a vague statement being like talking about her relationship and weird rumors, which was taken as a hit to the Gaylor community. But like, it is out of control. I have stumbled on some of these TikToks that are way over the top of like, she's betraying us.
Yeah, I'm not on Gaylor talk. Just gay talk.
It's something else. It's, you know, we've seen some fun things with fandoms and niche stand-up in our time. And this is certainly Taylor's of like taking it to the extreme.
Yeah.
It's like, it's music.
It's very much giving. I retweeted this tweet the other day that says, "Hey, I misinterpreted your tweet. Prepare to suffer." That is like literally the vibe.
Yeah. You know,
your tweet has received 100 likes. An out of context weirdo will be assigned to you shortly. That's another one that's really good.
I love that. Yeah, basically. I love I love a fan theory. I love
Poot.
I love Poot. I love thinking about lyrics and stuff. But I think you cross a line when you're like, you take it to be truth to an intense degree of like, tell us the truth, Taylor. Like,
yeah.
Pretty crazy.
I think it's also unfair to her because if she was, she would like,
yeah,
she would speak out about it.
Exactly.
Like, she's not scared to, she's fearless, as she would say, I think.
Yeah. It is a weird thing that I am seeing over and over, probably because I saw one. But anyway.
Well,
get a good lawyer.
Defamation. You called me a lesbian.
It's a lot. There's also a trailer that just dropped for The Idol on HBO. The Weeknd show.
I'm excited for this.
I know. It looks like sex, drugs, and rock Britney. And roll and Britney.
It is so inspired.
Yeah.
I hope she's getting some royalties for this because I feel like she's influenced a lot of this lead character.
Well, I'm still curious about why she met The Weeknd while they were producing the movie, the trailer.
Because she's TV the... show. She is the idol.
Well, we'll have to wait and
see.
I'm excited for this. I'm excited for Jennie to make her TV debut of Blackpink. She's in this. She's featured in the trailer.
Is this a series or a movie?
Series.
Oh, I have to watch multiple episodes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh. We don't do movies anymore, really.
Yeah. It reminds me of Dirt. Mm. Do you remember Dirt with Courtney Cox?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's definitely intriguing. And we'll have to see what happens. There's also...
I'm excited for a soundtrack to this, too.
Yeah, so at the end of the trailer, there's a Love to Love You Baby voice.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some speculation among fans that it was Britney's voice, and I listened, and I could see it, but I don't really think...
Oh, I didn't get that vibe.
I didn't really either.
Because I also feel like they wouldn't want to be too literal.
Yeah. Who knows? I have no idea. But... The Idol coming soon to HBO. We'll have to wait and see.
It looks really good.
It looks sexy.
It's also giving Black Mirror, like San Junipero, that soundtrack was so good. Like, I love a well-filmed series with drama and tits and music.
And quite the cast. Lily Rose Depp is the main girl, but there's also The Weeknd, Troye Sivan, Jenny, Hari Neff. Like, there's a lot of names on here that are very intriguing. But basically, it centers on a self-help guru and a leader of a modern-day cult who develops a complicated relationship with an up-and-coming pop idol. Mm. So there's some cult stuff and some pop star stuff.
Right up our alley.
Right up our alley, to be honest. When does it drop?
We're going to find out in the series finale that the head of the cult is the person that tweets from Taylor Nation. I'm teasing.
Oh my God.
Get a good lawyer.
Oh, it's not coming till 2023. That's surprising to me.
It's a little ways out. It's that time of year almost.
Thanksgiving.
Oh. That needs a remake. It also needs a new single cover on Spotify.
I think it's great as it is.
Yeah. It's really niche. Such a bop.
Well, we've got plenty ahead, and we've got more for you in the after show. If you're joining us on Patreon,
we've
got some fun stuff to discuss.
Every single week, we keep the conversation going with the girls. We let our hair down, our teeth out. And we just talk about shit that you're not getting on here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us for another exciting week. Another... tooth-free
another
week. Of Legends Only. As always, if you would be so kind, we would love a 5-star review on the platform of your choice.
Yes.
And hit that subscribe button, ring that bell. What else do we say at the end of podcasts?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Share.
Shake your tits. And
like, subscribe, 5 stars.
Do all the things.
Review.
That really help us out.
If we make you laugh, just scroll down on the app and hit 5 stars.
Yeah.
Love them so much. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what if we got everyone to do that? Everyone just left a review that said, yeah.
Yeah, that would just be cited for like bot flagging. It would be like, okay. They're hiring the bots again. Well, thank you, everybody. We hope you're having a wonderful day, a wonderful week, wherever you are. And if you're joining us, catch us on the after show. Until next time.
We will.
See you.
Sooth. Your tooth said see you soon. And I can't wait to see you again. Did you keep it?
No, it was in pieces. All the pieces. Pieces of tooth.
We could, the thing that's so sick about us
is
we could do an entire episode of tooth references.
For sure we could.
To teeth.
Absolutely.
Show me teeth. All right, we gotta go. After show time.
Bye.
Bye, girls.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.